You're listening to SBS News.
Football's 2018 World Cup is Russia's big moment. A resurgent power off the football field, the tournament host is looking to become one on the pitch too. If it does, it will be despite expectations. At the time of the tournament draw, Russia was the lowest ranked team in the tournament, and its lead in form for the tournament has not done much to change that. The Russians lost to Austria in a warm-up match in Innsbruck, increased their winless streak to 6 games. With pressure on the team to do well in front of the world on home soil, coach Stanislav Cherchesov says he is trying everything.
We have, of course, discussed all the scenarios of the team lineup because we can't ignore even a small detail here. We compared who played and how they performed during training camps and games, and of course their current shape. As the World Cup is around the corner, we took into consideration their shape and who showed his worth. From the very first day, we have advertised that the doors are open for any footballer who has shown his worth and deserves to be picked for the national team. We have kept this stance until today.
Russia has not reached the knockout stages of a World Cup in the post-Soviet era. The 2018 World Cup team will be a team lacking big names, with just 3 of the initial 28 players named for the team playing their club football outside Russia. Russia's draw, however, is favourable, and it will be a heavy favourite in the tournament's opening game against Saudi Arabia in Moscow on June the 15th. A victory there figures to be the team's most realistic chance of finishing in the top 2 teams in the group, thus qualifying for the knockout stages. The favourite to take out first place in the group is Uruguay. The small South American nation, population 3.5 million, has an impressive football pedigree. Uruguay was the first ever World Cup winner back in 1930 and won the tournament again in 1950, beating Brazil on Brazilian soil for the trophy. That upset scarred Brazil, a football superpower, for decades. Uruguay has reached the knockout stages at each of the last 2 World Cups and boasts one of the world's most famous players in Barcelona striker Luis Suarez. Suarez has achieved not just fame, but also infamy at the world's biggest tournament. He was thrown out of the last World Cup in disgrace after biting an Italian opponent, and his handball on the goal line against Ghana to deny it a goal in the final stages of Uruguay's quarter-final against that country in 2010 was highly controversial as Uruguay went on to reach the semi-finals. Suarez says none of that matters now, and he denies any unrest about his future at Barcelona at club level will detract from his efforts for Uruguay at the World Cup.
The rumors about leaving Barcelona? I have just been thinking about the World Cup for a long time now. I am happy. Lionel Messi and I wished each other the best of luck ahead of the World Cup as friends and colleagues.
Suarez will not be Uruguay's only star. He and Paris Saint-Germain striker Edinson Cavani will be tough to counter in attack. Behind them in midfield, the Italian-based duo of Rodrigo Bentancur and Matias Vecino could be key players to watch. The defence boasts plenty of experience in the form of captain Diego Godin and the man who has played more for Uruguay than anyone else in history, Maxi Pereira. Uruguay's first game is in Yekaterinburg on June the 15th against Egypt. The Egyptians are perhaps the most unpredictable team in the group. They are in the World Cup for the first time since 1990. Much depends on the health of star striker Mohamed Salah. The English Premier League club Liverpool paid the highest price in its history to acquire him from Roma last year. He rewarded the club handsomely, leading the Premier League in scoring 32 goals. But an injury he suffered in the Champions League final has Salah questionable for the World Cup. Egypt remains confident he can participate, though, even if he cannot play in the first game. Egypt's coach, Argentinian Hector Cooper, says Salah is a crucial player, but he is hoping the entire Egyptian effort does not depend solely on him.
Liverpool is playing in a specific way with players who are very different to the Egyptian national team's players. I won't say if it is worse or better, but it is just different. But if we compare Egypt and Liverpool, I believe that Salah is a very important player, and he exerted a lot of effort to reach the position he is in now, which is very important to the Egyptian national team, where he provides the same great performance and which he is developing even more at Liverpool. I believe that we have taken the best out of Salah. He's gotten a lot more goals. But let me also remind you that behind Mohamed Salah is a team of players that helped reach the World Cup.
المباراه وكمان في ليفربول
yo creo que Egipto lo ha aprovechado
اعتقد احنا استغلنا
que hecho goles
جدا احرز اهداف بشكل كويس جدا
y aunque siempre detrás de un jugador tiene que haber un equipo que lo sostiene
محمد صلاح في دايما مجموعه من اللعيبه الكبيره جدا
ha sido importante en esta clasificación como ha sido importante para el Liverpool
زي ما كان محمد مفيد لليفربول.
Perhaps a measure of the popularity of Salah is Luis Suarez's reaction to his injury. It would no doubt be beneficial to Suarez and Uruguay if Salah could not play in the World Cup. But Suarez, who nearly missed the last World Cup because of a knee injury, says he hopes Salah does participate.
When a colleague is injured, and more so in the type of match he got injured, prior to the start of a World Cup, it is difficult and complicated to be in the situation that he is. When I play, I want the best opponents in front of me to show that Uruguay is better. Not for our rival to be better, but for Uruguay to win against the best. That's why I would like him to recover, so he can enjoy a World Cup that is going to be incredible. He is in a situation which I went through 4 years ago, so I do not wish it on anyone.
Egypt may also have the oldest ever player at a World Cup. If goalkeeper Essam El Hadary takes the field in Russia, he will set a new record at 45 years of age. Finally, there's Saudi Arabia, which made the knockout stages of the first World Cup it qualified for back in 1994. Since then, it has not been pleasant on the world's biggest stage for the men known as the Green Falcons. The 1998, 2002 and 2006 World Cups brought Saudi Arabia a combined 9 games and 0 wins. It did not qualify for the 2010 or 2014 World Cups, but under Now Socceroos coach Bert von Marwijk, qualified this time around in beating out the Socceroos for an automatic place. Von Marwijk is obviously no longer around for them, with Argentinian Juan Antonio Pizzi now in charge. His squad is buoyed by recent wins over Algeria and Greece, and a credible performance in a loss to Italy. Oddly, in what is usually a purely domestic-based squad, the Saudis have 3 players playing club football in Europe. But it would still be a massive upset if they echo their predecessors of 24 years ago and reach the knockout stages. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.